Om Shanti. Today I was remembering an experience I had in Madhuban about 33 years ago, something like that, 35. In those days, we met Baba in Om Shanti Bhavan. That's a small stage, small auditorium, and we used to get there very early, so that we could get a good seat on the floor, right at the edge of the stage. I used to arrive very early. I remember Shashi Ben once telling me, "Why do you come here so early? I'd be there at 1 or 2 o'clock." But I always felt that, no, this is God coming. I have to be there early and just sit and wait. So one particular meeting, I was there very early, so I had a very good seat on the floor. I was nearly touching the stage, so close. And Baba came, and in that drishti, suddenly I had a very deep experience of how pure is God. And I was overwhelmed by a feeling of my impurities. I just wanted to escape. I wanted to get as far away as I could. The one thought I had in my mind so deep was, what am I thinking of? How dare I sit so close to God? Me. And that was like the first time I could experience my sanskars of a devotee, which essentially are the sanskars of self-rejection, of seeing oneself as a sinner, impure, degraded. Theoretically, I've always understood that that's what would have been happening for 2,500 years. But I never actually touched those sanskars like I did that afternoon. Because even going in so early and sitting and waiting for Baba, that's also an aspect of bhakti. But it never came together like that so powerfully as it did on that day. When I think of how 2,500 years have gone by in which there was nothing but failure on my part, just think about that. For 2,500 years, we would have been failing ourselves more and more, less and less able to maintain our principles, our values, high standards of living. And now, just this short one birth to convince myself against those 2,500 years that it hasn't been my fault. That I stopped being good on the inside. That I started to be a fake, one thing on the outside for some of us, another thing on the inside. All that turmoil, all that depression, all that duality, to think that it was not my fault. That as per the drama, battery depletes. And that's the consequence. Poor performance. So just this one short birth to turn around such deep feelings inside me, which I might not even be aware of, feelings that continue even in my Brahman life of self-rejection, even self-hatred. And it's useful to look at this from time to time, because we want to have this kind of remembrance, which Baba calls a pilgrimage. We want to have this kind of steady, continuous remembrance of God. And so many times we can wonder, why? Why has my mind gone someplace else? Why can't I stay connected to the truth, to this love, like theoretically I understand and I accept and I want for myself? I think it's because on the deepest level of ourselves, there's still that energy of not feeling ourselves worthy of it. There's one word that Baba gives us every day in every single Merlet, which kind of sums up his appreciation for this blockage in us as children. It kind of sums up his whole strategy for getting us to come back to him and really once again belong to him properly. Do you know what that one word is? Every day in every Murali he says it. It's this word. Namaste. Have I really understood who is saying namaste to me? God himself is saying to me, I bow to all that's true in you. So, this is our study, isn't it? To once again see the one to whom God himself is bowing. See the worthy of worship, divine soul within. Om Shanti. In this meditation, I have to put on my glasses. I have to put on the glasses of the larger picture of it all. Without these glasses, what can I see? I can only see as a human being. I see the defects in others, the problems, the challenges they cause me, the challenges they create in situations, service, Baba's task. Without these glasses, I see only my own defects, those stubborn sense scars which just don't change no matter what I do. But with these glasses, with the lens of the larger picture, everything changes. I see that the world is changing. Everything of horror, everything of shock can be happening. It is happening. But with the lens of the larger picture, I also see the good that's being seeded slowly, surely. I see my efforts to be good, and I see all the efforts of my brother and sisters to be good. And I feel appreciation and gratitude. With the wide angle lens, I see Baba. I see how God has come. He's entered the drama. And through his teachings, through his presence, light is coming back into all the darkness outside and within me. Truth sayers from every religion, every nationality, are receiving that light and coming forward. They have understood the difference between falseness and truth. With so much courage, they're standing for truth. They just need the power. With my glasses of the wide angle view, I see myself recharging a depleted battery within and actually reaching that capacity of power that can amplify God's light here, now, in the drama, practically. With the wide-angle lens, I see God's army really emerging. God's army on the march. It's begun. The curtains are about to open. We are that close to the end of the night and the beginning of the new day. And I have these glasses. I have the wide-angle lens because I am one in that army of God. I am that Shiv Shakti. The Brahman, the angel, the deity, the worthy of worship soul. This is who I am. How great when, thanks to these glasses given to me by God, I can begin to see myself as God sees me.
See what I see, you'd lose your breath for sure. You are the perfect replications and the ones that I adore. I carved you from a diamond and polished you. I sent you out beyond the veil so you might choose the love. Oh, my sweet creations, your beauty makes me. See what I see, you never lose your smile, for you walk in thy own footsteps when you walk that second mile. These are more than words, my love. This is poetry divine. My signature is everywhere, for all of life is mine. One day you'll see what I see, and you'll come to realize that every tear you ever cried, I wiped from my own eyes. I know your every feeling, and I felt your every joy, but you and I are one, my child. Still illusion was the choice. Replications, you're the ones that I adore.